हरे कृष्णा, अगेन वेलकम यू ऑल ऑफ यू द डिवाइन पास टाइम्स एट कुसुम सरोवर गोवर्धन. कुसुम सरोवर वी नरेटेड इन द पास्ट दैट इट अपियर्ड बाय द स्वीट विल ऑफ श्री कृष्णा व्हेन यू डग अ होल इन द ग्राउंड एट कुसुम वन एंड शी रिक्वेस्टेड यमुना देवी टू कम एंड फिल हर वाटर्स इन दिस ब्यूटिफुल डिवाइन कुंड. In this place, many other pastimes have taken place, which goes back to the appearance of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani appeared in Raval by the sweet will of her own and Sri Krishna's. She appeared in the lotus in the kund of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj got her at home. And she was so beautiful; her every limb was so delicate. And she was shining like gold, molten gold. But it was not a celebration, even though she was so beautiful and was so happy to have her, because she was not opening her eyes, she was not responding to any sound, and she was not uttering any word or cry as baby would do. So they were not knowing, should we celebrate or should we not celebrate? Is it auspicious or inauspicious? And they were in so much of dilemma. So they didn't plan any celebration. Here, somewhere else, Narada Muni was thinking how to have darshan of baby form of Radharani. Because, you know, in spiritual world, Sri Krishna and Radharani are always 16-year-old youth. Kishore Avastha. They are in Kishora form. 16-year-old youth, constantly. So in Golok Vrindavan or in the Vaikunthas, nobody gets an opportunity to see the baby form of Krishna or Radharani. And all the demigods and rishis and great devotees of the Lord are very eager to see this beautiful form, baby form of the Lord and His dearmost consort Radharani. So this is the time when they have appeared in the material world as babies. We should go and see. So Narad Muni was knowing time has come for appearance of Krishna and Radha. And so he put up his chart. He put up his geological, geographical and astrological chart and located the location where she must have appeared. And it was in Raval. In Vrishabhanu Mahal, at the banks of Ganga, at the banks of Jamuna River, at the banks of Vrishabhanu Kund. So he appeared there and he asked, is any baby girl born here? So they were very shy, already embarrassed to have a blind and deaf and dumb child, daughter. So they said, no, there is no baby girl here, we have a son. And they put Sridhama in front of them. They said, we have only one son, Sridhama. So Narad Muni was like, kind of puzzled. He said, how can my calculation go wrong? So in that thinking, in deep meditation, what must have gone wrong in my calculation? He just left from this. And he was trying, maybe searching another place. In the meantime, the ladies at home who are assisting Vrishabhanu Maharaj and especially Kirtida Devi, they approached Mother Kirtida and they said, Mother, this sadhu looks very effulgent. And these sadhus who are Vaishnavas, they are very powerful. When they bless, all the inauspiciousness goes away. All the auspicious things appear. All the miseries go away. All misfortunes go away. Everything what is auspicious and fortunate happens. So why not try? Why not tell the truth to the Swamiji, to the Rishi? Please, shall we call him back and give a full try? So this was like convincing to Mother Kirtida. And she immediately sent those sweet girls with some paraphernalia of worship and asked them to request Narad Muni to come back. And they brought Narad Muni back. He was so jubilant to come to know that, yes, the house I was looking at from my chart point of view was the right house, and there is a baby girl, and she's Radharani. So he was so happy, so happy, so happy. So he came running back to the palace of Mother Kirtida. And then she took him right inside the inner chambers where the cradle was there. And the cradle was there, and the beautiful baby was there, was golden color, effulgent like molten gold, like millions of suns. She was lying there with closed eyes and closed lips and making no sound, as if she was deaf and dumb. And Narad Muni went and offered prostrated pranams. And he said, you're all very auspicious, you're all very fortunate to have this girl. She is the eternal consort of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they were worried. They said, why she is not opening her eyes? Why she is not speaking anything? Why she is not crying? Why she is not hearing anything? We tried so many toys and making sound, but she didn't respond, as if she is deaf and dumb and blind. So he said, do not worry, you should not hesitate to celebrate her birthday. Arrange a big birthday for celebration for her, Janmotsava, and do not forget to invite all the Brijbasis, especially Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, especially their two children, Krishna and Balaram. Just now go, don't waste time, just go immediately and start preparing. So he wanted everybody to go and to be with Radharani baby alone. And as soon as they went away, till they were there, she didn't open eyes or anything. As soon as everybody went away, Narad Muni again offered Dandavat Pranams, and in front of his very eyes, Srimati Radharani appeared in the 16-year-old youthful form. And Narad Muni went in ecstasy. He fainted there. He laughed. He jumped. He rolled in the dust of the floor on the house of Mother Kirtida. He couldn't control his emotions. He was so happy. Then he somehow composed himself, offered prayers of praise to Radharani, and he said, I want to see your form with your 8 sakhis. So she told him, for that you have to go to Kusum Sarovar. So Narad Muni, it seems, he left that place. He was so happy. She again came back in the form of baby in the cradle with closed eyes and closed lips and closed ears. And he came out of the palace and was in ecstasy. He rolled in the dust. He would jump. He would get up. Again he would roll. He would somersault. And he didn't realize when he reached Kusum Sarovar. Such ecstasy he was in. He was just rolling on the ground and getting up and rising and running like mad. And he came here at the banks of Kusum Sarovar. And at the south petal of Kusum Sarovar, he met with Vrinda Devi and Madhavi Gopi. And they received him with great love. And they gave him bath at that part of Kusum Sarovar. As soon as Narad Muni took bath at that part of Kusum Sarovar, he developed a body of a gopi. He was no more Narad Muni male. He became Naradiya Gopi in the female form. And when he attained that beautiful Naradiya Gopi female form, Madhavi Gopi and Vrinda Devi decorated him, did Shringar, such beautiful Shringar. She had such long hair. They decorated her hair now and made her a very beautiful, shiny gopi, so much of love, heart filled with love. And they held her with her own hands and they led her all the way inside the Rasa arena. We hear from our acharyas that there is a lotus flower in the middle of Kusum Sarovar, in the middle of Jamuna, in the middle of many ponds. It is invisible to the eyes of all others, except those who love God, except those who are immersed in conjugal love. So all the gopis are there and nobody else sees it. It is invisible to all the others. And that in that whirl of that beautiful lotus, there is a jeweled throne on which are seated the divine couple Radha and Shyam Sundar, beautifully decorated by the sakhas and the sakhis. And all the other gopis are standing, first 8 gopis on the first circle of 8 petals, and they are doing their wonderful service to Krishna. And then there are millions of gopis around them, and the millions of petals. So this extraordinary transcendental lotus has got millions of gopis. And in the central whirl of that is the divine light emanating from that, illuminating the whole world with dazzling beauty. And there they took him and they gave a chamara in his hand. And Naradiya Gopi, with so much of love and affection and appreciation, served Radha and Krishna, Radha and Shyam Sundar with that chamara, beholding their beautiful lotus-like faces in between the two actions of right and left, when he was swinging the whirl, swinging the chamara, whisk, to fan Krishna and Shyam Sundar and Radharani. And then for a long time he served. And at that moment of time, he took darshan of Radharani, Sri Krishna and Ashtasakhis together. So his desire was fulfilled. At that time Radharani spoke to him. She told him, you please stay in the Braj, very close to this place. And please write down a scripture describing how to worship the deity of both of us. That is Narada Pancharatrika Sutra, Pancharatrika Vidhi. How to worship deities. So Narada Muni said, I cannot stay more than 3 days in one place because I have been cursed by King Daksha, the Prajapati, long time back, that you would not be able to stay more than 3 days in any place. You have to leave a place after staying for 3 days. No more stay because you create problems if you stay longer. So Radharani said, yes, I agree with you. That curse is applicable to you in the material world where the repeated birth and death takes place. It is not applicable in my home, which is Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sri Vrindavan Dham is my home. In my home, that curse of Kashyap Pradapati is not applicable. You can stay as long as you want. Please stay close by and write this scripture. Narada was so happy in the form of Naradiya Gopi. He came back. He was brought back by Madhavi Gopi and Vrindadevi, again holding lovingly her hands, brought to southern petal of Kusum Sarovar, and they again gave him bath, gave her bath. And at this time, Narada Muni again attained the male form, giving up the Gopi form. And he was in total ecstasy. He went away from there very close by in the forest of Naradvan, where he stayed. And singing the songs of praise and glory and love of Krishna, he wrote down the scripture. Also a pond appeared there called Naradkunda, at the banks of which he stayed, performed his bhajan, intense bhajan, performed tapasya, and also performed his great service of writing Narada Pancharitrika Vidhi. So this is another pastime. You can see the sincerity of devotees when they have desire, when they are having pure heart. Srimati Radharani also appeared to him as a single personality, fulfilled his desire also of having darshan of her with all the 8 sakhis, and such beautiful opportunity to serve in different form and in the sakhi bhav, he could serve them. So this place is a place that can fulfill everyone's desire. This place is a place which can deliver any conditioned soul to the kingdom of God. This place has a power to give you strength to chant the holy name so that you can attract the attention and presence of the Lord and deliver yourself from the clutches of Maya. Kusum Sarovar is a very, very beautiful place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.